welcome to another episode of PowerShaw Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's PowerShaw Point comes from Vayechi, which is Hebrew for, and he lived. And it goes from Genesis 47:28 to Genesis 50:26. This PowerShaw tells the story of Jacob's request to be buried in Canaan when he dies. It also tells of Jacob's blessing over Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, followed by Jacob's blessing over each of his own sons. Then we learn about Jacob's death and burial. The PowerShaw concludes with Joseph forgiving his brothers, followed by Joseph's death. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to present a thought on waiting on God. Before Joseph died, he gave a prophecy about God visiting the people of Israel and taking them from Egypt to the Promised Land, Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will visit you and bring you up out of this land to the land he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." This is one of the last verses in the book of Genesis, and it's a promise that God will visit his people in Egypt. The book of Exodus begins by telling us that a new Pharaoh came to power and that this Pharaoh did not know Joseph. This was many years after Joseph prophesied, after Israel had increased greatly to the point that the land was filled with them. Joseph's prophecy was fulfilled in the story of the Exodus when God raised up Moses and Aaron to lead his people out of Egypt and eventually into the Promised Land. Joseph saw that God would appear in the future and that God would fulfill his promise. However, this event would not happen in Joseph's lifetime or in the lifetime of his brothers to whom he gave this prophecy. It would be a very long time before God would visit his people and deliver them. We are living in a similar situation. We have these great promises from 2,000 years ago that God will visit us and deliver us. Messiah will return to take us into the Promised Land. There will come a day when God's presence will dwell among us in fullness. But right now, we are waiting. We are in that space between these last few verses in Genesis and the story of the Exodus. We are living in the tension of the in-between. We have the promises. We believe the promises. We are just waiting for God to show up and fulfill them. James speaks to this in-between time, and he gives us some guidance. James chapter 5, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." We aren't waiting for nothing. Just as the farmer's toil and patience eventually leads to the precious fruit of the earth, we know that the coming of the Lord will make all of our toil and waiting worth it. In this in-between time, we know that God is refining our character and bringing us to a place of spiritual maturity. Therefore, let us establish our hearts as we faithfully wait for his return. We are also told not to grumble against each other during this in-between time. Grumbling and complaining does nothing to bring relief or speed things up. We need to keep our eyes on God, trusting in him. James later tells us to look to Job as an example of patience. God not only restored Job's blessings, but also gave him so much more than what he lost. Likewise, the reward that awaits us at the Lord's return will be much greater than we have lost in this life. Therefore, in this time of waiting, do not lose hope. God will visit you. Be patient. Don't grumble. Your heavenly reward for your faithfulness will be greater than you can even imagine. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShaw Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching. And remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.